Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 20, Johannesburg 18, Polokwane en Rustenburg 21 grade.
Bedford View, N3 North, crash on the ramp to the N12 East at Galulis. The knock on N12 R24 West, slow moving traffic towards Galulis.
Die Amerikaanse ambassade in Pretoria het bevestig hulle gaan 'n versoekskrif van 'n groep Afrikaners aanstuur na die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump. So wat 1000 mense het oor die naweek buite die ambassade bygekom en gevra vir Amerikaanse ingryping teen Suid-Afrika se onteieningswet. Aktivis Willem Betse.
We thank Donald Trump for the steps he is taking and we just want to say to America and to the West, despite the foreign policy decisions the South African government had taken in the past, the West does still have a friend here in South Africa. With the support of the West, we can make South Africa great again.
Die regering hou egter vol, daar is geen grondgrype nie en geen groep word geteken nie. Die DA sê Gauteng se waterentiteite en sy munisipale leiers moet voor die parlement verskyn en 'n rekenskap gee van die mislukkings wat lei tot die afsny van water in groot dele van die provinsie. Dit volg nadat Randwater se reservoir vlakke die afgelope maand met byna 35% gedaal het. Steven Moe van die DA sê die provinsie staar 'n kombinasie van uitdagings in die gesig.
The DA is deeply concerned about these water shutoffs and the lack of action. Water is a basic human right. And residents deserve a reliable and sustainable supply, and the DA will continue to hold the government accountable in ensuring that the water crisis in Gauteng is addressed with the urgency it requires.
Action SA is gekant teen die hof aansoek van My Vote Counts. Dis om die wet op die finansiering van partye te wysig. Woordvoerder Michael Bouman het by die Weskaapse Hooggeregshof aangevoer. Hoewel hulle deursigtigheid ondersteun, glo hulle die voorstel is kortsigtig.
The effect of this is to limit our multi-party democracy and entrench the status quo, where political parties at the top of the pyramid who receive the lion's share of 1.5 billion rand in state funding will continue to exist despite their declining popularity and performance, and new political parties will battle to get their foot in the door to provide South Africans with the political alternatives.
Die nasionale finansiële hulpskema vir studente het die uitbuiting van weerlose studente deur sekere huiseienaarskap veroordeel. Dit volg nadat 'n aantal huiseienaars daarvan beskuldig is dat hulle seksuele gunsties eis van skema studente sonder inkome in ruil vir verblyf. Die skema se woordvoerder Ismail Nisi.
Furthermore, NSFAS will assist violated students to file charges against the perpetrators who are found wanting. Should the investigations on the allegations against the landlords prove to be vicarious, NSFAS will take decisive action, which includes the blacklisting and termination of services of the implicated landlords to ensure student safety.
En Europese leiers ontmoet na verwagting volgende week vir 'n noodberaad oor die oorlog in Oekraïne. Dit volg na kommer dat die VS voortgaan met Russiese vredesonderhandeling sonder Europa. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. The US Embassy in Pretoria has confirmed that it will forward a petition from a group of Afrikaners to US President Donald Trump.
I'm assuming that this is the same group of people that didn't forget Quito Candabale and places like that. Yeah, no. Hey, I'm just saying. 1205. Hello, Cape Tonian.
Woohoo, Alex.
Now, this is your weather, right? This is
love
like
it.
This is like being back home.
Rains for a good few days, little bit of sunshine, more rain.
Hey, no, it's just rain. And do you know what happens in 3 weeks from today?
Don't say the start of winter.
No, come on. What's the one before winter?
Auto.
That is correct. Ja, dis herfsttyd in 3 weeks from today. A little bit of autumnal in the air. I'm going to London in 10 days' time. And this weather is like, okay, I can practice with this. Not reënerig, 'n bietjie koud vandag. Eintlik is dit 'n bietjie bibberig vandag. 19 grade vir Johannesburg, 21 vir Pretoria en 'n 60%